painted on jeans, all decked out like a cowgirl's dream. Why'd you come in here looking like that? Why'd you come in here looking like that? When you could stop trapping in a gunny sack. Why, you're almost giving me a heart attack when you walk right in here looking like that. Why'd you come in here looking like that? Why'd you come in here looking like that?
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Today's News at Noon is sponsored by ET Foods, where your family's food dollar goes farther. They're not fancy, but they're friendly. And by Strang Heating and Electric, serving Southwest Wisconsin for over 100 years, they are your total contractor for sales, installation, and service. It's 49 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Even after the arrest of a man accused of making threats against disaster response workers in North Carolina, Governor Roy Cooper says there's still a persistent and dangerous flow of misinformation regarding the federal hurricane response. And so,
I've directed the Department of Public Safety to coordinate law enforcement assistance for FEMA and other responders who need it to help ensure their safety and security so people can keep getting the help that they desperately need.
The presidential candidates continue to hit the swing states. Vice President Harris heading to Michigan today. Former President Trump will be in Georgia. Trump continues to lash out at Harris's medical report, which she released, and writing a new social media post, quote, "My report is perfect, no problems." That despite failing to release his own detailed medical records. Two pandas from China have been flown to the U.S., and they're going to take up residence in Washington's National Zoo. This is ABC News. Arguments today at the Supreme Court in a case over a truck driver who failed a drug test. Douglas Horn took a cannabis product that was advertised as having no THC. He says he was misled and wants to sue the company under the RICO Act, the same federal law used to go after mobsters. And that, says ABC's Devin Dwyer, is why the Supreme Court is being asked to weigh in.
Nationally, does this case open the floodgates to more product liability claims under the RICO Act? If you sue under RICO, you're eligible for a heck of a lot more money than you would under other parts of federal law. So the impact of this case could be significant. And after today's arguments, we expect a decision sometime early next year.
New numbers showing the grim reality of trying to cross the border between the U.S. and Mexico. Officials now say 10 times as many migrants died in New Mexico near the border compared with 5 years ago. And Walgreens now says it will be closing about 1,200 locations over the next 3 years. Dave Packer, ABC News.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Court & Main Furniture and Mattress, Simpson's Tractor, WCCU Credit Union, Center Pharmacy, Gokenauer Insurance, Cardinal Glass CG, Allied Ready Mix, Southwest Tech, Total Protect, BL Signs, ET Foods, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Sunshine and Giggles, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, PMI Windows, and Tony and Dana Doherty Rural Mutual Insurance Company. And now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 49 degrees in Richland Center. Our forecast calls for partly sunny, breezy, and cool conditions today, a high of 51. Tonight, clearing off and cold with a hard freeze, a low of 25, and tomorrow mostly sunny and pleasant with a high of 58. There is a freeze warning for all of the listening area tomorrow morning from 1 until 9.
When it comes to protecting your business, trust the experts at Total Tech, a MyPC LLC company. Serving Southwest Wisconsin and Northeast Iowa, Total Protect specializes in fire alarm installation and repair, keeping your business safe and secure. But that's not all. Total Tech also offers flat rate commercial IT support, PC repair, security camera systems, telephone systems, and cutting edge audio and video solutions. For reliable, comprehensive protection and tech services, choose Total Tech. Visit them at TotalTechWI.com or call 608-375-3315. When it comes to protecting your business, trust the experts at Total Tech. Again, online at TotalTechWI.com or call 608-375-3315. Total Tech, protecting your business in Southwest Wisconsin and Northeast Iowa.
Looking for some adorable Halloween and fall decor? Head on down to Court & Main in downtown Richland Center. Right now, everything Halloween and fall is 50% off. From cute pumpkins to cozy throw blankets, festive table settings, and charming wall art, you'll find everything you need to get into the spooky spirit at a great price. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturdays, 9 to noon. Come visit us. We can't wait to see you.
WCCU Credit Union's Fall Shred event is this Saturday. This is a great time to safely dispose of your confidential documents while helping our communities. WCCU's shredding event is open to everyone. New hats and mittens or free will donations will be accepted at the event to help local organizations in need. Bring us your tax returns, medical records, pay stubs, old checkbooks, junk mail, and any other documents with personal information. The on-site shredding truck will be located in our Viroqua, Baraboo, and Richland Center parking lots this Saturday from 8:30 to 11:30. Limit of 3 large boxes per person. For more details, contact any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccu.coop.
Helping you build a better life, WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
BL Signs is a full-service sign design company in Richland Center. They specialize in manufacturing all types of interior and exterior signage for all applications to meet the client's needs. They offer internally lighted extruded aluminum sign cabinets, post and panel signs, non-lighted acrylic letters, LED lighted channel letters of all types and sizes, printed in solid color vinyl lettering, and graphics. Call BL Signs at 647-0149 and see what they can do for you. BL Signs, Richland Center.
Good afternoon. It's 48 degrees in Richland Center at 1209. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Richland School District business official John Bosworth presented information about the equalized value and levy rate and property tax versus state aid. The board will set the tax levy for the Richland School District at the October 28th meeting. He reported that at this time there is just a small increase in the factors for the tax levy. The only increase in the tax levy is due to inflation. The fair market value on the tax bill is the same as the equalized value. Bosworth also gave four different scenarios of what the tax levy could be for the 2024-25 preliminary budget. Factors to consider are state aid, levy rate, and future years. The mill rates being considered are 856, 866, 912, and $10.22. Of all the townships, Buena Vista will be the hardest hit due to its 18% increase in equalized value. Many of the board members feel that the rate needs to be kept in the area of the amount that was promised in the referendum. The most popular scenario among board members was number two, which calls for the maximum revenue and paying of $100,000 in defiance. The board unanimously approved scenario two at a levy of $8.66. A referendum project process was approved, which allows the Buildings, Property, and Transportation Committee members to review any bid specs and proposals and select a vendor, so long as the decision is unanimous. If any bid selection is not endorsed by all present members of the committee, that bid process would then come to the full board for action. To allow the Buildings, Property, and Transportation Committee chairperson and the district administrator to approve change orders up to $25,000, and to allow the Buildings, Property, and Transportation Committee as a whole to approve change orders up to $150,000 if the decision is unanimous by the committee. All other situations will come to the full board for consideration. Sean Josem, Director of Special Education, reported on the Check and Connect program, which is in its second year in the district. Check and Connect is an intervention used with K-12 students who show warning signs of disengagement with school and who are at risk of dropping out. At the core of Check and Connect is a trusting relationship between the student and a caring, trained mentor who both advocates for and challenges the student to keep education a priority. Students are referred to Check and Connect when they show warning signs of disengaging from school, such as poor attendance, behavioral issues, and/or low grades. School psychologist Lisa Goff said that students are not only excelling in the program, they choose to stay in the program and get involved in new activities. At this time, 16 mentors are mentoring 17 students. The ask last night was the approval of two additional mentors, which would allow the district to mentor 19 students. In other items, the board approved changes in special education staffing to allow a special transportation van driver and assistant and a special education reading math instructor. The formalizing of an easement between Brady and Rachel Ewing and the Richland School District. Upgrades to the Richland Center High School IMC at a cost not to exceed $275,000, and the acceptance of a number of gifts to the district. There will be no school in the Richland School District tomorrow. It is an in-service day, and parent-teacher conferences will be held from 11 to 7. And the Richland School District's annual meeting and budget hearing will be held next Monday, October 21st at 6:30 in the Richland Center High School IMC. School districts can now set their tax levy. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has posted state general school aids that districts will receive during the current school year. This release this morning of certified financial figures is based on data from the previous school year, including student counts and year-end financial data. General school aids are the largest form of state support for PK through 12 schools in Wisconsin. The DPI is required by state law to release the certified aid figures by October 15th of each year. This certified data replaces preliminary aid estimates released in July. The 2023-25 state biennial budget increased funding for general school aids for the 2024-25 school year by 4.2% to a total of $5.58 billion. Statewide, a majority of general aid is equalization aid, which is distributed according to a formula designed to help Wisconsin communities provide public education despite local differences in property wealth. The formula incorporates school district expenditures, property values, and resident student counts. The other smaller elements of general school aids are integration aid and special adjustment aid. The latter, also known as hold harmless aid, prevents districts from receiving more than a 15% reduction in aid from year to year and will go to 69 districts for 2024-25. Aid varies widely by districts based on the equalization formula. of 421 districts, 276, or 66%, will receive more aid for the 2024-25 than in 2023-24. They include the Ithaca School District, which will receive an 8.18% increase in funding from $2.27 million to $2.45 million for an increase of $186,000. The Richland School District will receive a 14.05% increase from $10 million to $11.4 million for an increase of $1.4 million. River Valley will see a 7.76% increase from $5.6 million to $6 million for a $436,780 increase. The Riverdale School District will receive a 3.9% increase in funding from the state from $5.4 million to $5.6 million for an increase of $213,000, and the Boscobel School District will see a 2% increase from $6.2 million to $6.3 million, an increase of $124,690. 137, or 33% of the 421 school districts in the state, will receive less funding this year. This includes the Kickapoo Area School District, which will receive a 3.98% cut in funding from $3.4 million to $3.26 million for a decrease of $135,600. General school aides are paid in four installments during the school year. Aid amounts for each school district can be found on the department's school financial services webpage. Minnesota Governor and Democratic Vice Presidential candidate Tim Walz kicked off a busy week in the battleground state with a rally at UW-Eau Claire. Walz says he believes the race for the presidency will be won going through Wisconsin. Walz also spoke on the importance of getting young people out to vote. The campus stop was Walz's fifth in Wisconsin since being selected as vice president, Kamala Harris's running mate. Republicans are sensing an opportunity in Wisconsin's closely watched Senate race. They are pouring money into the campaign, even as Democrats insist a tight race was to be expected in the battleground state. Democrats' hopes of maintaining majority control of the Senate hinge partly on Senator Tammy Baldwin turning back the challenge from millionaire Republican challenger Eric Hovde, who is backed by former President Donald Trump. The influx of Republican spending on the race has gotten Democrats' attention in the race's final weeks. They've increased their spending on ads, too. Kicking off the Driving Forward Blue Wall Tour, Vice Presidential candidate Tim Walz was in Green Bay Monday.
You had a Lions fan, a Packers fan, and a Vikings fan up here. The only thing more amazing is we got Bernie Sanders, Dick Cheney, and Taylor Swift all on the same ticket.
In the remaining 3 weeks until the presidential election on November 5th, candidates are pulling out the stops to drum up additional support in a tight race.
That's why under her leadership, we're investing in America's people once again. Today, there are more factories getting built, more American energies being produced than on any given day when Donald Trump was president, and that's a fact.
Kamala Harris returns to Wisconsin Thursday with visits planned in La Crosse, Milwaukee, and Green Bay. It's going to be a cold night. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
From buying your first car to enjoying your retirement, Rural Mutual Insurance agents are like family, and they are there for you every step of the way. With a full line of insurance products exclusively designed for Wisconsin, you can trust Rural Mutual to protect what matters most to you. Discounts are available for bundling home and auto. For a free quote, call Tony or Dana Doherty at 647-2972 or just stop by 177 East Mill Street, Richland Center.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. It's tailgate time. Nathan's Angus Beef Franks, 11 ounces, $3.75. Bachler's Fully Cooked Brats, $4 a pound. Beef Sirloin Kebab Meat, $7 a pound. Smithfield Baby Back Ribs, $2.75 a pound. Hormel Flavored Pork Tenderloins, $2 a pound. Old Wisconsin Brats, 24-ounce package, $7.75. Cut Up Chicken Pieces, 85 cents a pound, or case price of 75 cents a pound. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sunday. Days 8 to 4, close Mondays and holidays.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
It's currently a sunny 47 degrees in Richland Center at 1221. We've got our first widespread freeze warning of the season coming overnight. It'll hit much of Wisconsin, including us in the southwestern part of the state. That means the growing season is coming to an end. If you've got plants you've been keeping alive, you'll want to cover them before you go to bed tonight or bring them inside. Pets feel a cold snap just like humans do, so be aware of that. We're expecting a low near 30 degrees. The freeze warning starts at 1 and ends at 9 tomorrow morning. As the weather turns colder, remember to keep safety in mind when using heating in your home. Keep portable heaters 3 feet away from anything flammable. Always plug a space heater directly into a wall outlet. Do not use an extension cord. Be sure to test your smoke and carbon monoxide alarms and replace batteries if needed. Now is the time to get involved if you want to help with hurricane relief. Red Cross of Wisconsin Executive Director Catherine Halverson says 94 Wisconsin Red Cross volunteers and staff members deployed to help with cleanup after Hurricane Milton. Halverson says the best way to way people can help is with financial donations, but they can also volunteer to help virtually. More information on ways to help can be found at the Red Cross website, redcrossblood.org. The American Red Cross also continues to work to restock critically needed blood products. Donors are encouraged to make an appointment to give now to help keep the blood supply stable. Two blood drives are being held today. The first is being held until 2 at Baraboo High School. The second is being held until 4 at the Linden Station Fire Station. Blood drives will continue throughout the week. A blood drive will be held tomorrow from 9:30 to 2:30 at St. Cecilia Parish Center in Wisconsin Dells. Thursday, a blood drive will be held from 9:30 to 1:30 at the American Legion Hall in Waniwok, and a blood drive will be held from 11 to 5 Friday at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Baraboo. Appointments are appreciated by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or online at redcrossblood.org. Richland County Clean Sweep will be held Saturday from 8 to noon. Clean Sweep is a limited-time collection of unwanted, unused, or damaged agricultural or household hazardous waste and pharmaceuticals. This program collects, treats, stores, or disposes of waste in an environmentally safe method through a licensed hazardous waste facility. Hazardous waste can usually be identified by products, labels, which contain any of the following words: caution, warning, danger, poison, toxic, ignitable, or flammable, acid, corrosive, or reactive. Materials that will not be accepted at the clean sweep include prescription medications, explosives such as ammunition and fireworks, human, medical, and biological waste, infectious waste, household sharps, latex paints, radioactive materials, compressed gas cylinders, shock or heat-sensitive materials such as ether, peroxide, or picric acid, recyclable motor oil, fertilizer, tires, asbestos, antifreeze, or alkaline batteries. Farms and households may bring any amount of hazardous waste for free disposal. Materials should be properly identified with their original labels. Do not mix materials together. Doing so can be extremely dangerous. Pack materials for your safety. Place materials in a cardboard box lined with a plastic bag. Separate each product with a folded newspaper. If a container is leaking, put it in a secondary leak-proof container. Pack containers in the trunk of your vehicle, away from the driver, passengers, and pets. Unknown materials can be brought in, but Richland County and its hazardous waste disposal contractor reserve the right to refuse any material. Items may be dropped off at the Richland County Clean Sweep Saturday from 8 to noon at the Richland County Highway Shop on Bowen Circle in Richland Center. Celebrate Creatures of the Night at Fall Fest, a free fun and family event at the Aldo Leopold Nature Center. The annual fun-filled night of spooky activities in a not-so-scary style will be held Friday from 5:30 to 7:30. It will feature activities indoors and out. Attendees are invited to dress in costume and participate in a costume parade, conduct sweet science experiments, hear not-so-spooky stories in the haunted shack, discover what's hiding in the boneyard, hike torch-lit trails, roast marshmallows of a campfire, meet real-life creepy crawlies, take a hike through the prairie, and participate in the nighttime nature bingo and hoot and howl under the moon. This event is free for all and features a free shuttle from Ahuska Park. Food carts and s'mores will be available for a fee. For more information, call 608-221-0404 or go online to aldoleopoldnaturecenter.org. The Richland County Community Services Building and Health and Human Services will be closed tomorrow for staff training day. The building will reopen at 8 Thursday morning. For concerns involving crisis situations or to speak with a crisis professional, call the Mental Health Crisis Line at 888-552-6642. For concerns involving child abuse, neglect, and welfare, call the Richland County Sheriff's Department at 608-647-2106. The Riverdale One Act cast and crew members will compete and perform at the District 10 One Act Festival Saturday at Reedsburg Area High School. The group will perform When Bad Things Happen to Good Actors by Jason Pizzarello and Ian McWethy. Cast and crew members include Abe Schaefer, Ezra Noble, Cadence McGraw, Alex Schneider, Nora Wolf, Braylee Bedward, Vivian Benedict, Adrian Rush, Delaney Imhoff, Archer Imhoff, Ben Brummer, Sienna Deglow, Mulvana Zarbach, Brandon Meese, and Destiny Bonds. They will perform at 2:30 at the Reedsburg Pack prior to Reedsburg at 3:30 and Barneveld at 4:30. The shows are free admission and open to the public. It's currently 47 degrees in Richland Center at 12:28. Today's vital statistics are next.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation. Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center is ready to give you more choices and more savings with this year's Value Bonanza. The Value Bonanza sales event gives you more ways to save than ever before. You can take advantage of special financing plus cash back options on select New Holland equipment for a limited time. Save on tractors, save on hay and forage products, save on material handling equipment too. Visit Simpson's Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Richland Center today for complete details. Offers end December 31st, 2021. 2024. Simpsons Tractor Incorporated has proudly served Richland Center and the surrounding area since 1920 with high-quality new and used agricultural and industrial equipment for sale. Simpsons Tractor has also been a trusted service center for the repair of tractors and other farm and industrial machinery.
It's 48 degrees in Richland Center on this Tuesday afternoon, October 15th. Today's vinyl statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. James V. Jim Mathias, 78 of Sauk City and formerly of Richland Center and Cuba City, died October 8th at the Montello Care Center. A memorial mass will be held at 11 o'clock Thursday at Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Church in Richland Center. Friends may call at the church Thursday from 10 until the time of mass at 11. The Hooverson Funeral Homes in Sauk City and Mazomanie are assisting the family. Jim Mathias is survived by his wife, Ginny, three children, Steve Mathias and Shauna Summers, Guy and Julie Mathias, and Peggy and Joe Beverly, four grandchildren, a great-grandchild, two sisters, Pam and Floyd Gillen, and Michelle and Robert Schmitz, also other relatives and friends. James V., Jim Mathias, 78, of Sauk City and formerly of Richland Center in Cuba City. Mary Ann Pine, 88, of Lone Rock, died Sunday at Pine Valley Community Village. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at noon at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home from 10 until the time of service at noon. Mary Ann Pine is survived by her husband Kenneth, five children, Debbie and Marlon Hornby, Marcia and Kevin Cook, Kelly and Bill Doudna, Kevin Pine and Christy Walter, and Ricky Pine and Julie Muller. 15 grandchildren, 16 great-grandchildren, a great-great-grandchild, many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Mary Ann Pine, 88, of Lone Rock. Jacqueline Ann, Jackie McCulloch, age 77, died Thursday after a long illness. A celebration of life will be held Sunday at noon at the Mount Zion Pub, Boscobel. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to the Boscobel Rescue Squad. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family. Jackie McCulloch is survived by her husband of 52 years, Arnold, two daughters, Brenda and Jim Danes, and Sarah and B.J. Halverson, two sons, John and Kathleen McCulloch, and Jeff and Kathy McCulloch, 17 grandchildren, many great-grandchildren, three sisters, Donna and David Waugh, Connie and Robert Langan, and Tracy Magyar. Three sisters-in-law, Donna Elliott, Joyce and Mike Stimson, and Jane Jones. Also many nieces and nephews. Jacqueline Ann, Jackie McCulloch, age 77. Janice M. Shelby, 76, of Richland Center, died Saturday at Soldiers Grove Healthcare. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 1 until 5 at the Phoenix Center Banquet Hall in Richland Center. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Jan Shelby is survived by her husband of 55 years, Robert, two children, Kimberly and Martin Johnson of Richland Center, and Eric and Jill Shelby of Arena, five grandchildren, a great-granddaughter, a brother, Larry and Julie Peterson of Viola, sister, Colleen of California, and many other relatives and friends. Janice M. Shelby, 76, of Richland Center. Russell S. Melvin, 62, of Avoca, died September 21st at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. The Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family. Survivors of Russell Melvin include four children, Gabe Schutz of Avoca, Luke and Michaela Melvin, and Jonas Melvin, all of Lone Rock, and Chelsea Melvin of Mount Horeb. Six grandchildren, his father, Donald and Barb Melvin of Lafarge, a brother, Kurt Melvin of Alaska, other relatives and friends. Russell S. Melvin, 62, of Avoca. Sharon Hess, 78, of Loganville, died Saturday after a short illness. A funeral mass will be held at 11 o'clock next Tuesday, October 22nd, at St. Patrick's Catholic Church, Loretto. Burial will follow in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg Monday from 4:30 until 8, where the rosary will be prayed at 7:45. Friends may also call at St. Patrick's Catholic Church next Tuesday, October 22nd, from 10 until the time of service at 11. Sharon Hess is survived by four children, Tony and Carol, Andy and Becky, Steve and Linda, and Sarah and Keith Bowl, nine grandchildren, and siblings, Bernie and Wendy Rigo, Rosemary Primo, Jeannie and Mel Cope, Art Hess, Jack and Mary Hess, Susie Anderson, and Arnold, Buzzy, and Mary Hess. Sharon Hess, 78, of Loganville. Lily Martin, 71, of Wausau, died October 7th. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, October 26th at 11 o'clock at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet, with a burial to follow in the Avoca Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home Saturday, October 26th, from 10 until the time of service at 11. Lily Martin is survived by her daughter, Candy Jo Sanchez, grandchildren, brothers and sisters, Ruth Martin, Rosie and Richard Strait, and Josephine Kalinski. Special nieces, Helen Chavez, Corinna Kosherik, and Cindy Zastro. Special nephew, Conrad Kosherik. Special friends, Keith Rako and Angel Faye Rako, and other relatives and friends. Lily Martin, 71, of Wausau.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center welcomes Kate Porter, Physician's Assistant in Orthopedics.
The most rewarding thing as a physician assistant is getting people back to the activities that they love to do. That is why I was drawn to the field of orthopedics, is there is usually a treatment that will improve the patient's condition to be able to return them to what they love to do. From active athletes all the way up to people that love to garden or play with their grandchildren.
Learn more at ramchealth.com.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Welcome to Foggy North Coffee Shop in Muscadet, where your perfect cup awaits. Savor our freshly brewed coffee, creamy lattes, baked goods, and refreshing Lotus drinks. Treat yourself to Cedar Crest ice cream, too. Don't miss out on our monthly specials available 7 days a week. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram for daily hours and exclusive offers. And this summer, get excited for the grand opening of the Artisan Retail Shop. Foggy North Coffee Shop, downtown Muscadet, your daily dose of delight.
Boscobo Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned independent pharmacy proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobo Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Billy and Jesse Barr, Paul and Lou Kretz, Dennis and Jean Peterson, Dennis and Deborah Muller, Jerry and Sue McCleary, Wes and Kara Clevin, Doug and Vicki Myers, Mark and Pam Puckett, Don and Carla Scott, and Tim and Kay Watson. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hope you're having a wonderful Tuesday, everybody. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO. Definitely need a good coat and some gloves today if you're heading out with these chilly temperatures still in the 40s as of late morning. Even 30s hit from South Dakota through much of Minnesota into northern Wisconsin. So a little chilly blast of air here, but it's not going to last too long, just another day or so. And then we'll see a quick warm-up as the late part of the week approaches, thanks to a developing southwest to south wind flow and plenty of sunshine across the Midwest. Temperatures by the weekend could be warming a good 20 degrees above normal. Now, there are some lake effect showers skirting through southeast Wisconsin this morning. Those will stay away from us. We really don't have any significant precipitation in sight through early next week. Again, with that blocking high pressure in place, possibly toward about next Tuesday or so, a couple of showers could sneak in. Otherwise, that forecast for the rest of today, partly sunny, breezy, and cool, high near 51 degrees, with a north wind of 7 to 15 miles an hour. A freeze warning kicks in late tonight, runs up through 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. Skies clearing off tonight with a hard freeze. Temperatures falling down to the mid-20s generally with light winds. Tomorrow mostly sunny and pleasant, high of 58. West wind becoming southwest 4 to 8. For Thursday, sunny and warming but gusty winds. Low 31 with a high in the mid-60s. The outlook for Friday, sunny, breezy, and mild. Low 40 with a high of 70. Saturday, very nice with partly cloudy skies. Low 40, high about 73. Sunday, lots of sunshine, continued unusually warm. Low at 43 with highs in the mid-70s. Monday, still dry and quiet with partly cloudy skies. Low in the mid-40s, high near 73. There is a small chance of a shower by late Monday night or Tuesday. Have yourself a good afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County Bank.
It's currently a sunny 50 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 49, our low this morning was 30. Our high so far today is our current temperature of 50. The record high for this date set in 1953 is 89. The record low 22 was set in 1952. Last year's high was 59 with a low of 43. Sunset tonight will be at 6:19 with sunrise tomorrow at 7:16. Currently in Richland Center, we have north to northwest winds, 8 to 9 miles per hour. The barometer is up to 30.37 and no precipitation to report. It is a sunny 50 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
What is food security? Depends on who you ask, as you'll learn today on Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back-to-back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Apparently, the term food security is a matter of opinion. The in-house reporters at the U.S. Department of Agriculture were asking around recently. CropLife America's Kelly Bray said crop protection products.
That we have tools at our disposal to be able to use safely, efficiently, and when and where needed is a really critical part to make sure that those weeds and bugs don't get that food before America's consumers do.
Corey Rosenbusch of the Fertilizer Institute said, what else? Fertilizer access.
We have some scientific studies that show that 50% of the crop yields on a global basis are attributed to fertilizer use.
USDA research economist Jordan Jones says food and nutrition assistance is food security.
SNAP participation increased in 2023 to about 42 million people per month on average, and that came out to about a 12.6% national participation rate. In terms of developments, we saw a sizable increase in the regular benefit for the year.
And Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack thinks food security is making sure farmers have economic security.
How about we create multiple income streams that that farmer can utilize? So if commodity prices are down 1 year, maybe there's another source of income that's also coming into the farm that bolsters the family farm income.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
The top competitor for U.S. farmers is expecting a big crop. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Put Pioneer Brand Corn's exclusive genetics on your team. Win with higher yields and industry-leading traits. Pioneer Brand Corn, your best year starts here. Brazil's equivalent of the USDA is projecting big corn and soybean crops. CONAB sees soybean production at 166 million tons, which would be up 13% from last year on an increase in planted area and improved yields. Combined corn production is pegged at 120 million tons, potentially 3.5% more than a year ago, with an overall decline in planted area canceled out by better yield expectations for the first and second crops. Soybean and first crop corn planting are ongoing in Brazil with delays in some areas due to dry weather, but there is rain in the forecast. U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley says there are signs of progress on the farm bill. The Iowa Republican tells Brownfield he's hearing rumors the House and Senate Ag Committees are negotiating sticking points in hopes of getting the bill across the finish line before the end of the year.
That maybe a compromise could be worked out and passed just before we go home at Christmas. And from that standpoint, one of those people working on that would be Senator Boozman.
He says the Arkansas Republican who serves as ranking member on the Senate Ag Committee is working hard to ensure there's more farm in the farm bill.
Which means more support for reference prices, which are too low compared to the inflation we've had in input costs. And that's about the only rumor I hear.
Grassley says if a farm bill gets completed by Christmas, he wants it done by regular order so there's opportunity for debate and amendments. The executive director of the Illinois Pork Producers Association says efforts like National Pork Month help spur consumer demand. Jennifer Tierry tells Brownfield.
We have to keep that movement going. We have to keep those consumers enjoying our product and understanding the versatility, the fact that it's such a high protein source, and really putting value in that product so that our farmers continue to raise these animals and keep their families fed.
Tierry says pork producers need all the support they can get as the industry continues to recover from the recent down period. Iowa farmer Dwayne Astrope says his 2024 crop has exceeded expectations.
Pulling out here, and I heard some guys got started early. I go, there's no way we can have 70 bushel beans.
And we've had some right around that area.
But he tells Brownfield yields have been lower in some of his fields. USDA is reporting a pair of export sales that are due. China bought 130,000 tons of soybeans, and Mexico bought 120,000 tons of U.S. soft red winter wheat. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. The top competitor for U.S. farmers is expecting a big crop. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Put Pioneer Brand Corn's exclusive genetics on your team. Win with higher yields and industry-leading traits. Pioneer Brand Corn, your best year starts here. Brazil's equivalent of the USDA is projecting big corn and soybean crops. CONAB sees soybean production at 166 million tons, which would be up 13% from last year on an increase in planted area and improved yields. Combined corn production is pegged at 120 million tons, potentially 3.5% more than a year ago, with an overall decline in planted area canceled out by better yield expectations for the first and second crops. Soybean and first crop corn planting are ongoing in Brazil with delays in some areas due to dry weather, but there is rain in the forecast. U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley says there are signs of progress on the farm bill. The Iowa Republican tells Brownfield he's hearing rumors the House and Senate Ag Committees are negotiating sticking points in hopes of getting the bill across the finish line before the end of the year.
That maybe a compromise could be worked out and passed just before we go home at Christmas. And from that standpoint, one of those people working on that would be Senator Boozman.
He says the Arkansas Republican who serves as ranking member on the Senate Ag Committee is working hard to ensure there's more farm in the farm bill.
Which means more support for reference prices, which are too low compared to the inflation we've had in input costs. And that's about the only rumor I hear.
Grassley says if a farm bill gets completed by Christmas, he wants it done by regular order so there's opportunity for debate and amendments. The executive director of the Illinois Pork Producers Association says efforts like National Pork Month help spur consumer demand. Jennifer Tierry tells Brownfield,
we have to keep that movement going. We have to keep those consumers enjoying our product and understanding the versatility, the fact that it's such a high protein source, and really putting value in that product so that our farmers continue to raise these animals and keep their families fed.
Tierry says pork producers need all the support they can get as the industry continues to recover from the recent down period. Iowa farmer Dwayne Astrope says his 2024 crop has exceeded expectations.
Pulling out here, and I heard some guys got started early. I go, there's no way we can have 70 bushel beans. And we've had some right around that area.
But he tells Brownfield yields have been lower in some of his fields. USDA is reporting a pair of export sales that are due. China bought 130,000 tons of soybeans, and Mexico bought 120,000 tons of U.S. soft red winter wheat. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Hello, this is Chase Heston with Tibbs Auction Realty with sales results and upcoming events. Good sale today. We are starting to go live once again. Large squares topped at $205 a ton, and large rounds topped at $65 a ton. Small squares third crop topped at $550 a bale. Two online auctions up and running. Coin auction ending October 16th. Vehicles, snowmobile, beer mirrors, and more ending October 23rd at 6 p.m. Soft close. Call 608-723-4024 info or go to www.timsuckauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Heston. Have a great day.
Burnham Lumber Company of Rui salutes hog farmers during October Pork Month. Burnham's has been serving area farmers since 1954. That's over 65 years of building experience. If you're in need of any hog raising facilities or other agricultural businesses, Burnham Lumber is currently scheduling spring projects. Burnham Lumber also carries a full line of Mirafont Energy Free and Energy Efficient Waterers. Order any Mirafont Hog Waterer in October and take 6% off. Plus, receive $40 to $110 in rebates for each qualifying purchase. That's Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, saluting hog farmers during October Pork Month.
Another slow start for direct cash cattle and cash hog business. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity is quiet again. Bids have been elusive. Asking prices have been noted at $189 to $190 live in the south, but still haven't been established in the north. Look for significant trade volume to hold out until sometime Thursday or Friday. Box beef is sharply higher at midday with solid demand for moderate offerings. Choice up 304 at 316.36. Select is 268 higher at 291.78. At the Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, feeder steers under 525 pounds were $2 to $10 higher. Heavier weights were steady to $3 lower. Feeder heifers were $5 lower to $6 higher. The USDA says supply was moderate with good demand. Feeder supply this week included 63% steers. Medium and large one feeder steers, 801 to 848 pounds, brought 242 to 225.50. Feeder steers, 858 to 899 pounds, brought 239 to $248. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 601 to 649 pounds, brought 247 to $268. Cash hog prices were not reported at midday due to confidentiality. There were fairly light negotiated purchases. The cash hog market has had a sluggish start to the week as processors just aren't as aggressive in their procurement efforts. Prices and movements have reflected that. Business could start picking up later today. The industry continues to monitor the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights. While demand for U.S. pork on the global market continues to be strong and is helping provide price support, there is lingering uncertainty about domestic demand. The five-day rolling average at the National Daily Direct is 75.52 and at 75.65 at the Western Corn Belt. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets were steady at midday. At Illinois, slaughter sow prices were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $56 to $68. Barrows and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $45 to $55. And pork values were weak at midday, down 8 cents at $94.89. Picnics, hams, ribs, and loins were all lower. Butts and bellies were firm to sharply higher. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
Wisconsin farmers are leading the way in soil health. By adding cover crops, farmers are demonstrating their commitment to the land, water, community, and helping their bottom line. Talk about being best in the field. This year, the Farmers for Soil Health program, in partnership with the Conservation Technology Information Center, is offering 3 years of financial incentives to Wisconsin producers who adopt cover crops. Join the soil health movement and enroll in a program that's built by farmers for farmers. Learn more at farmersforsoilhealth.com.
Pests are trying to turn parts of the corn belt into the corn rootworm belt. But DeKalb brand says, not on our watch. Crush corn rootworm with DeKalb brand SmartStax Pro with RNAi technology. It's the outstanding yield potential of DeKalb corn with advanced protection against corn rootworm. When pest pressure is highest, hit back your hardest. Talk to your DeKalb representative. Never settle. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plame. The squirrels and other critters are getting ready for the upcoming winter. Are you? Remember last winter? How could you forget? Aiders can help you with fall fixing, from weatherization and sealing up all those drafty windows and doors, to keeping all those creepy crawlies like box elder bugs and lady beetles out of your home. And clearly the mice think winter is coming. They are plentiful and busier than ever, looking for a nice warm place to spend the winter. Now speaking of mice, there's lots of options for mouse bait, but the next time you buy some, take a minute to read the back of the box. You might be surprised. Don't worry, Aiders still stocks the good bait. Got projects? Get hardware headed this fall. With a little help from Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
Soybeans, corn, and cattle are lower. Hogs are mixed, mostly weak. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. You better build bigger bins. It's just a suggestion, but regardless, be ready to maximize your per acre profits with MX Series corn by Stein. Stein has yield. Soybeans are modestly lower. The trade's expecting the USDA to report good harvest progress over the past week and the delayed weekly numbers. CONAB does project a 12.7% increase in Brazil's soybean crop this year. November beans are down 5 at 9.91. January 7 and a quarter lower at 10.04 and a quarter. December bean meal's 3.70 lower at 3.1160. December soybean oil's up 64 points at 42.54. Corn's down, watching U.S. harvest activity and planning weather in South America, with CONAB expecting a 3.5% rise in corn production for Brazil, and there is more rain in the forecast for parts of Brazil and Argentina. December corn, 7 lower at 401.25, holding just above 4 for now. March corn's down 7.25 at 417.5. And wheat's lower, with much-needed rain in the forecast for dry parts of the southern U.S. plains and the Black Sea region. Mexico did buy 120,000 tons of U.S. soft red winter ahead of the open. December Chicago's down 5.5 at 579.75. December Kansas City's 7.5 lower at 582.5. December Minneapolis wheat's down 9.5 at 617. Cattle are sharply lower on overbought signals waiting for direct business. Asking prices are 189 to 190 live. Otherwise, things are quiet. December live's down $1.32 at 186.60, and February's 130 lower at 187.40. November feeders are down 295 at 246.62. And hogs are mostly lower, with pork weak at midday and traders adjusting spreads with some uncertainties about domestic demand. December's 20 lower at 75.60. February's down 7 at 79.75. John Perkins, Brownfield.
When you come to the Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, you'll find a variety of durable American-made Tartar farm and ranch products. Be it gates, panels, waterers, hay and grain feeding equipment, compact tractor equipment, ATV, UTV equipment, or other items that'll work as hard as you do, you'll find them at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. For 69 years,